Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch HaMabayim. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're up to Siman Ayin Vav, Sif. Hey, Soya Bifi Tabas, excrement in the anus. In other words, where it comes out, Afilu Himachusa, even if it's covered, Asur L'Kroyis L'Divrei HaKal. You can't read Shema according to everyone. Afilu Eino Niras K'shu Oimed. Even if it cannot be seen when you're standing, because the body covers itself up, v'nireis k'shu yoshev, but it's apparent when you're sitting. In other words, in Sif Dalet we saw soya al besaroi mechusa, yesh matirim v'yesh oisrim. Why the yesh matirim held only kohana shama tahalaka, the pan nechoitem, and the yesh oimrim said kolatz moisei tamarna, but soya b'fi tabas is a problem according to everybody. Okay, so b'fi tabas is a problem according to everyone. It says Mishnah Berurah b'fi tabas, mi sheyesh lo choyli hatchoyrim, someone who has hemorrhoids, v'zav mimenu dam tamid, and blood is always flowing. Va'agav adam yitzvin alecha suchamu peshas yisra rechra, and with the blood it flows out some type of very smelly liquid. Aser b'chol davar shebekedusha kol zman shalecha sucha shoyis mimenu. So long as this liquid excrement is coming out, you're not allowed to say Dvarim Shebekdusha. The main Shamreach Ra, if the fluid does not smell, Im Adam Oyalecha Yotzederach Dechia B'Seirugin Havim Min HaMeimayim. If the blood or the fluid comes by pushing it consecutively, that comes from the intestines. And there is a remedy by washing it. And if it's just constantly flowing, that's a blood or a liquid that's coming from the anus. In other words, hemorrhoidal blood. You don't have to clean it. So basically, if somebody has a hemorrhoid and with the blood comes out a smelly liquid, that's a problem. You can't say Dvarim Shebekdusha so long as it's flowing. If it doesn't smell, then it depends how it's coming out. If it comes out intermittently, then you could wash it. If it comes out constantly and it doesn't smell, that's not an issue. Usher licorice. It's usher to read v'di'evet imkar kriya shema choyzer rekoyre. V'di'evet, if you say shema, you have to repeat it. Ach le'inyan tefillah tzarich yinam yachzir yisvah le'gabei shemone esrei. It's a question whether you have to go back and daven. Kein kazav chayadim al harbe achronim kosher tzarich lachzir yisvah. Many achronim would say you do have to go back. I don't understand why there would be any tzad that you would not have to go back for tefillah. In other words, what would the difference be le'gabei tefillah? Okay. Fine. Says the Mishnah Berurah Divrei HaKol. Everyone would say Tzoya b'fiyat habas also liquorice Divrei HaKol. Ritzol Emra afilu l'divrei hamater b'siv dalet b'tzoya al b'soya mechusa. This is what we pointed out. Even according to the Yesh Matirin and Siv Dalet, that if there's tzoya on your flesh and it's covered, shani hacha dibimakoima nafish zuamatfei. In its place of origin, it's considered much more problematic. Okay. Alkein yishal adam lasarav liris tamashay naki piatabashaloi. Therefore, a person should pay special attention to make sure that that area is always clean. Ularachsay b'mayim, to clean it with water, oy beroik, or with spittle. This way, you don't even have a mashu of tzoya, because even a mashu of tzoya b'mekoyma, it's aser. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah is recommending, quoting the Shlah, that you should make sure to use water when cleaning yourself in that area. Now, if you're going to use, okay, the question is, what about tissue paper? Is that enough? Is that enough? If I'm not mistaken. In other words, does our toilet paper do the job? So in Siman Gimel, Sif Katan Lamed Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah said, V'toiv lirchoitz pi hatabas v'mayim oy baroik. So what about our toilet paper? Does that do the job? I remember seeing something on this. Oh, yeah, this is what I remember. That Reb Chaim Knievsky says that nowadays, bound, what's the brand? What's the good brand of the bathroom tissue? Whatever it is. No commercials during this year, so I can't say. But Reb Chaim Knievsky says, Shekiyom sheyesh lanu niyar yafeh. Our good tissue paper is the same as water. And that's even in Bnei Brak. Anyone from America knows that, that's not good tissue paper. So Kal v'chomer in America, probably it's even better. Probably you're better off using American tissues. Basically, the only advantage that America has over Eretz Yisrael is in this inyan. Okay, so count your blessings, So the Mishnah Berurah continues. Kishu Yoishev, Avalam Eino Niras. So here's the situation. There's Tsoya B'Makoima. It's Eino Niras Kishuhu Oimed. When you stand and sort of the skin covers itself up, it's pressed together, it's covered. But when you sit, it spreads apart. Avalam Eino Niras Afuk Shuyoshe Mutter. But whatever Tsoya is now covered, even when you're sitting, Mutter Shaloi Nitno Tar L'Malachi Ashares. The Torah was not given to the angels. There's no way to do, a complete cleaning of your entire, B'nai Me'ayim to make sure that you could daven. So basically, now the Stipler has a sefer. It was written by Dr. Greenwald. It's called Esois V'Hadrachos, and part of the sefer is about people who suffer from obsessive compulsive disorder. They say Shema many times, or they repeat things. And one of the areas where this displays itself is people get overly or obsessively focused on making sure this area is clean. So basically, that's a general rule that lo nitna Torah l'malach yashar. So Torah was not given to angels. So you do a good job, you do a conscientious job, and then you move on. As they say in England, keep calm and move on. Okay, so. Weiter. Sif Vav. Hayo lefan of ma'at saya. Let's say there's a little bit of saya in front of you. Yachal levatla baroik. You could be mevatel it in spittle. Sheyorik ba. That you could spit at it. V'yikra kenegda. And then say Shema opposite it. V'hi v'hu sheyehe haroik ave. And that is if the spittle is very thick. When I was in 8th grade, I was just bar mitzvah. I was on a city bus. I was on a school bus, and the windows were open. And because we're being recorded, a teenage punk of bad character, let's just say it like that, passed by the yeshiva bus. He spat into the window. The spit went on my brand new hat. Now, back in the day, I don't think I got a Borsellino. Borsellino were for, a Besser mention. I got a Stetson. Who, you remember Stetson? Stetson was like, A minus kind of. It wasn't the, but it was still, it was a good hat. The spit of this Hilaria was so thick, I had to throw out the hat. Okay, so it was my new hat. Anyway, that's the Mishnah Berurah reminds me. The Mechaber says it has to be thick. It only helps temporarily. If you don't say Shema right away, and the spittle gets absorbed in the ground, it does not become batal. Ma'at. So the question is, what exactly are we talking about? A little bit of spit? Afilu koshu. Mishnah Berurah says even the smallest amount. Ki ein shir le'isr tzaya. Oh no, I'm sorry. There's a little bit of tzaya. It's going on the tzaya. Even a tiny bit of tzaya is in front of you. You can be mevatel it with roik. By the way, the Mishnah Berurahs that we're learning now are mamish and yana d'yoma. First of all, yesterday we learned about whether shechva zera has a status of tzaya. It's in this week's parsha, right by Shishi. You know, whether that zera is metame. But now, now we're talking about spittle. Spittle. Kasa b'chidusha b'kiveger b'shem hanaziro shimshan de'en tzach l'achri masha adam meki avshumas. You don't have to distance yourself from vomit, even though it's disgusting. You know, it's good to know. So it could happen. Somebody's sick. He expectorates in the shul. And now you want to know, are you allowed to daven in the Dalet Amos? Or do you have to move 4 Amos away from where the Reach stops? No. No. Haroik Oved, the spittle has to be thick. Az Chashav Kisa. Then the Pshat, the Lomdus of spit. Ready for the Lomdus of spit? The Lomdus of spit is it's a covering. Spit is a covering. The Daftuk Shema Gila Reach Ra, as long as you don't smell it.
The Dirshu says about vomit that it's only if it doesn't smell. The Mishnah Berurah halacha.
Okay, if it does good. Smell, then thank you. Let's read that. Many is pointing out the Dirshu says it's only if the vomit doesn't smell, which is hard to understand. You know, it's, vomit smells sometimes more pungent than saya. He says later on. It says kol reach ra haba midavar sheyesh lo ikar dinoi kitsaya v'tzach lahachim menu kamloi einav. I don't know. I don't think Rabbi Akiva Eiger is mashma that way. Let's see. Ayin tests, chaf tests. Not sure. And let's say you have a piece of cheese that's moldy and it smells. You can't dive in there? Is it din of tsaya? I'm not sure. I'm not convinced. But I'm not sure. Okay, let's finish this up. Haroik ave az chashav kisa v'davik she'en magil arechra. V'im noisein mayim. Now, by the way, it's covered and you can't smell it. What if you could smell it? We brought before that the opinion of the Prima Gadim is you don't have to go 4 amos away from where the smell stops as long as you're not smelling it. But it's a shiloh. We had this before. The question is, when it's covered, do you also have to go 4 amos away from where the smell stops? Putting water on it doesn't help. Unless the water is dirty, that you can't see the tzaya. It's not like tzaya in a glass. That's a valid cover. Water is not a valid cover. I legabe giloy erva. Clear water is a cover. That's because there's a special din by tsoya. It says v'chisisa. It has to have a mamish, a din of a kisoy. So even though legabe erva, mayim is a kisoy, legabe tsoya, it's not a kisoy. That's an interesting chiddush. V'lachein, yesh lizar likros neged avit male mayim. Therefore, you have to be careful not to read Shema if there's, let's say, a chamber pot, or we in America, Masha Anu Koyren, excuse the expression, just we want to say it to be clear, in a toilet, if there's soya in it, the fact that there's water and you don't smell it is not good enough. Asher shlichu b'soya big day k'tam sheish mem soya. Or let's say you have a launderer's pool and you throw in soiled garments of a kid, it's not going to be a covering. It's not going to be a covering. What if you don't smell it? Seems like it's still not a cover. Okay, let's hold it over here. And let's plan to do tomorrow, okay? Today's Thursday, right? Let's plan to do tomorrow. Hatzlacha, everyone. Have a good day. Kol tov.
I can ask.